English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Un groupe d'élèves a formé un groupe de rap. Ils demandent à leur professeur d'anglais de leur corriger leur texte. Pas toujours facile pour un prof d'anglais. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. La puissance des mots fait la force du rap. 2. Pour le prof, le rap, ce n'est pas un combat. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Quel est le titre de la chanson de ces rappeurs? 2. Comment le prof qualifie-t-il l'anglais utilisé par ses élèves rappeurs? 3. Pourquoi? Vous allez apprendre du vocabulaire relatif à la musique et au rap et d'autres expressions idiomatiques. Vous pourrez montrer votre désaccord de manière polie en utilisant « I'm afraid ». Vous saurez enfin exprimer l'obligation morale avec « should ». Écoutons les rappeurs et leurs profs.
Teacher, sir, can you help us correct the mistakes in our poetry? We want a good poem that uses proper English.
I told you, mistakes are part of learning. You can't correct all your mistakes. Let me see. Enough is enough. Is this the title of a poem or a pamphlet?
No, it's the title of our rap song.
Ah, so a rap song should be called a poem now?
Definitely. Slam poets and rappers are the modern poets.
I see. But I'm afraid some of your words and structures don't seem to be English. I'm afraid I can't understand them.
No problem, sir. What's important is the flow. The fast flow of words. Strong words.
And the rhythm. The beat. The powerful, fast beat.
Take it easy. Cool down. You seem very angry. Rap is not for fighting.
But it is. Rap lyrics should be used to fight for positive change.
Yes, things should change. We're gonna change things everywhere.
What sort of things do you think should change?
Injustice, wars, corruption, unemployment, exploitation.
I see, but I'm not sure. I understand this word, separation. I'm afraid that must be a mistake. You should use the correct word, suffering.
Oh no, sir, that's no mistake. We use separation instead, so it would rhyme with exploitation.
Oh, I see. Well, that must be rapper's English.
No, teacher. Modern poet's English.
Nous avons écouté ces élèves rappeurs et leurs profs d'anglais. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. La puissance des mots fait la force du rap. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Pour le prof, le rap, ce n'est pas un combat. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quel est le titre de la chanson de ces rappeurs? Enough is enough. 2. Comment le prof qualifie-t-il l'anglais utilisé par ses élèves rappeurs? D'anglais de rappeur. 3. Pourquoi? Parce que certains mots et structures ne semblent pas être de l'anglais. Écoutez et répétez d'autres expressions idiomatiques.
Take it easy. Cool down.
On peut les utiliser pour dire à quelqu'un en français « doucement » ou « calmez-vous ». Répétez maintenant cette phrase entendue.
Things should change.
Le mot « should » peut exprimer l'obligation morale. Il est suivi de l'infinitif sans « to ». Écoutez ces autres exemples.
So a rap song should be called a poem now?
Rap lyrics should be used to fight for positive change.
What sort of things do you think should change?
Répétez et retenez ces mots relatifs au rap. beat, rhythm, flow, lyrics. Vous avez écouté et compris ce qui fait la force d'un texte de rap. Vous avez appris des mots clés dans un texte de rap et des idiomes. Vous êtes prêt à changer les choses? Allez-y avec ces rappeurs en utilisant should. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Are you ready? Êtes-vous prêt à mieux parler l'anglais? Rendez-vous sur VOA Afrique tous les soirs à 21h TU. C'est l'occasion rêvée de revoir le vocabulaire, les expressions courantes, la grammaire et les tournures de phrases. Et surtout, de vous familiariser avec l'anglais américain. Il y a du matériel pour tous les niveaux et tous les goûts. Let's go! Retrouvez-moi, Michel Joseph, tous les soirs à 21h30 sur VOA Afrique. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe to be au présent, c'est-à-dire le verbe être, avec la contraction. Par exemple, what is his name? Littéralement, quel est son nom? Comment s'appelle-t-il? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le is et vous entendrez un f à sa place, un sifflement. What's his name?
What's his name?
What's her name? Pour dire what is her name? What's her name? Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier, he et she, et les pronoms possessifs, his et her. He is from the US. Il vient des États-Unis. He, il. He is from, c'est-à-dire littéralement, il est des États-Unis. Il vient des États-Unis. Contraction du verbe conjugué is, vous n'entendrez que le S. He's from the US. She's from the U.S. Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent bonjour. Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert.
What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy.
What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Vous allez assister au cours de cette leçon à un powwow, c'est-à-dire une réunion d'Amérindiens, en américain Native Americans, dans l'ouest des États-Unis. Et bien sûr, nous allons y retrouver Martin Lerner. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à demander qu'on vous fasse une description d'événements ou d'objets autour de vous. Vous entendrez une conversation entre Martin et des Amérindiens. Alors mettez-vous à sa place et écoutez bien. Voilà quelques exemples de ce que vous allez entendre. Try this. Essayez ça. Try this. Ou bien essaye ça. Ou bien goûte ça. Try this. What is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? What do you drink? Qu'est-ce que vous buvez? Does this dance have a name? Y a-t-il un nom pour cette danse? Where do Native Americans live? Où vivent les Amérindiens? What is a powwow? Qu'est-ce qu'un powwow? What are those children doing? Que font ces enfants? What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? What does that mean? What's that music?
Would you like something to eat?
Is it Native American food?
Sure. Here, try this. Everybody likes it.
What is it?
It's called fry bread. It's bread fried in fat. Nowadays, the fat is cooking oil. Would you like something to drink?
What do you drink?
I like coffee. The young people all drink sodas.
I would like coffee, too. Thanks. The fry bread is like a donut. It's good.
Let's move over to the dancing.
Does this dance have a name? What's it called?
All the dances have names. This is a rain dance. Many Indians live in dry places, so we dance for rain.
Is it like a prayer for rain?
Yes. Some people sing the prayer, but you don't need to sing. The dancers are from different tribes and have different languages. They can all dance the rain dance.
Do they all dance the same rain dance?
Not exactly the same dance. It's not necessary. The dancing is very individual. The dancers have freedom. There is no story to tell. They just dance.
The dancers have different clothing. Why?
There are different kinds of dancers. See the older people in front? They are traditional dancers. They know all the old dances. Some are from different tribes, too.
Where are powwows held now?
They're held everywhere now, from the Atlantic to the Pacific Oceans. There are more in the West because there are more Native Americans in the West.
Where do the most Indians live?
Arizona is the state with the most. Many live here in Oklahoma, too. Where are you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
There are Native Americans in Maryland.
Can you explain what a powwow means to modern Indians?
The modern powwow is a celebration of being Native American. It's everything you see and hear. It's the food, the dancing, the talking. Tomorrow there will be a parade and horse races. Do you see the little children dancing? They are learning what it means to be Indian.
What are those children doing? It looks like a class.
It is. Can you see those feathers?
Yes. What is that?
They are learning to make headdresses. The teacher is showing them how to make the headband, and then he will show them how to put on the feathers.
Feathers are important in Indian culture.
Very. I'll show you some more art with feathers. Come with me.
On peut se servir de différentes phrases pour demander la signification de certaines expressions ou certains événements. Écoutez ces exemples.
What's that? What do you mean, rain dance? What does that mean? Can you explain what powwow means?
Pour demander le sens d'un mot ou d'une expression, on peut se servir de cette interrogation très courante. What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Dites à Martin Lerner, What does that mean? Une fois qu'il aura fini sa phrase, par exemple, il dira, This is fried bread. Et vous, vous allez dire, What does that mean? Il dira autre chose et vous n'auriez qu'à dire, What does that mean? Comme ça, vous aurez la pratique.
This is fry bread. This is a rain dance. Tomorrow there will be a parade. This is a feather headdress.
Imaginez-vous qu'un Américain ou une Américaine est en visite chez vous, dans votre quartier ou dans votre village, et les questions qui lui viendraient à la tête. Vous leur feriez sûrement goûter à un plat régional ou traditionnel en leur disant « Try this ». Et répétez après moi « Try this ». Ou bien « Taste this ». Goûtez ça. Essayez ce plat ou goûtez ça. Try this. La personne répondra, What is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? What is it? À vous de répondre et de me donner le nom d'un plat. What is it? Répondez-moi. Ensuite, la personne vous demandera, What do you drink? Que buvez-vous dans votre culture? What do you drink? Je pense qu'il y a énormément de réponses possibles. We drink palm wine. We drink beer. We drink juice. We drink coconut water. Palm wine, beer, coconut water. Et je suis sûre que vous en avez d'autres à ajouter. What do you drink? Vous pouvez répondre à la personne. Ensuite, s'ils assistent à une danse traditionnelle, la personne demandera Does this dance have a name? Y a-t-il un nom pour cette danse? Does this dance have a name? Et vous répondrez. Ensuite, il y a des petits enfants dans le village qui sont en train de courir ou de chanter, de danser et de jouer aux instruments. La personne demandera, What are those children doing? Que font ces enfants? Quelle est la signification de ce qu'ils font? What are those children doing? Autre question possible, What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire, ça, s'ils sont en train de ou d'observer un phénomène? Ils vous demanderont, What does that mean? Ou bien une phrase qu'ils aient entendue ou une expression dans votre langue qu'ils ne comprennent pas. What does that mean? Vous avez entendu les questions et remarques de Martin Lerner lorsqu'il se trouve à un powwow, une fête de rencontre parmi des Amérindiens, Native Americans ou Indiens. Il pose les mêmes questions que vous vous poseriez peut-être si vous étiez en voyage dans un autre pays ou si vous séjourniez dans une autre culture dans votre propre pays. Pensez à ces questions et expressions. Exercez-vous, chez vous ou entre amis, à demander ces mêmes questions et à donner des réponses. What is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? What is he doing? Que fait-il? What's that he's wearing? Que porte-t-il? What's that they're making? Qu'est-ce qu'ils font? What is this for? C'est pour quoi ça? Ou ça sert à quoi ça? What's it called? Ça s'appelle comment? Pensez aussi aux questions qu'un étranger vous poserait sur votre propre culture. Les habits, les décorations, etc. Practice hard. Until next time. Goodbye.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Et vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have with me
Daniel Grafton.
And you can find us on Facebook, sur Facebook Anglais Télé. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook Anglais Télé. Today we're going to look at the five senses. How should we define senses, Dan, just before we start looking at them all?
How we sense the world.
How we sense the world, that means how we see,
feel, hear, touch, and taste.
Exactly. Wow. Okay. So these are the five ones that are, of course, manifest physically,
right? That's
right?
The easiest way to put it.
Because there are some senses that are invisible, I believe. But we're not going to go there because that's a bit complicated. We're going to deal with the five senses that we can actually
explain.
The others we cannot explain. So I'm going to start with sight, Dan.
Right.
Which, of course, for our listeners, sight, it comes from the eyes and it comes from the verb to see, voir, la vue. So sight.
Right.
What do you think about sight, Dan? Do you see me?
I do, and it makes me feel really good to see you.
Okay, and I see you too.
And that's what sight does. It makes people experience the person in front of them.
Okay, so of course
what's going on around them.
But all around us.
Right.
Sight, I mean, what we see with our eyes, it's indescribable, you know. And when people cannot see, what do you call those?
Blind.
So when
aveugle.
So if you can't see, you are blind. But if you can see, it's a blessing. Sometimes we need help to see. And I think you and I are wearing help here.
We're both wearing
glasses.
I can't even see the pictures here without the help.
And the glasses help improve our sight. To improve means to better. We see better with the glasses on. Okay, so what goes along with seeing, Dan? There are some other verbs that are similar that have to do with sight.
Well, looking at people.
Watching and looking. To watch and to look.
Look at a sports event.
Look at a sports event.
Look at
soccer.
Yeah, watch TV.
And, you know, just all of this is part of seeing.
Watch people on the street.
Yes, people love people watching.
I love to people watch.
So this is all about sight. Anything else you can add about sight?
It's important.
That's it. We share something wonderful, those who have sight.
We see the mountains and the sky and the grass. And
nature.
And the streams and the mountains and
people, beautiful sights, you know. Thank God for sight. Welcome back to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph, and I have a guest with me.
I'm Daniel Crafton.
Daniel Crafton, who joins us regularly to help.
Merci, Michelle.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup, and welcome. And you can find us on Anglais Télé in Facebook. Facebook Anglais Télé. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook Anglais Télé. We are talking about the five senses, and we have reached touch, the sensation of touch. And I think that's also an amazing sense you can't describe. So with touch, you either use your hands or your feet or your skin. These are the vehicles through which we can touch and feel touch.
Right. And touch is very important because you can also feel cold and heat and pain.
Yes, absolutely.
Not a good touch. But.
Yeah, these are sensations that are the most common. Heat, la chaleur, cold,
right.
Le froid, contact.
Heat, chaud, for sure.
Oui, absolument. And right. Pain, of course, none of us like pain.
No. With a needle, you stick
it. It hurts. Ça fait mal.
And if I take a pin and I stick it in my hand, I'm going to have pain.
Definitely. So,
that's touch.
There's also pleasure. We can't forget that touch can be very pleasurable, very
right.
Wonderful. So this is a wonderful gift that we have through the way, you know, by just the way we are made.
Right.
I'm not going to go down into the scientific explanations here,
well,
but to touch.
There's good touch, too. I give you a hug.
Yes, that's
like this,
touch.
See, that's touch. Or we shake hands.
Right. Yeah. And there's also to
touch.
Feel.
Yeah, right.
I feel cold. I feel cold.
And I feel warm because I've got a coat on.
Right.
And you don't.
To feel warm.
All right.
And if I pinch you,
then that's pain.
You will feel pain.
Right.
And that is all part of touch. Contact.
Right.
So there we are. So to touch someone, it can also be figuratively because you can touch someone, you know,
and
sentimentally.
You can touch someone and make them feel bad or good.
Right. So touch can also be
by
used
what you say.
In that
it has
manner.
Nothing to do in this case of hitting or pinching or anything
right,
like that.
Right. Right.
It's by what you say and what you do.
Right. So words
makes them feel. Inside
words can
touch them,
can touch us also, right?
Make us cry,
right?
Make us laugh.
So actually the other senses, the sight, the hearing, can
are
also
all, they're
be part
all
of touch.
They're all linked to touch.
Yes, they're all linked to touch, whether right. Physically or figuratively speaking.
Correct.
All right, so that's it for touch, guys.
And it works on your feet, too.
Yeah. Oh, I love.
On your skin at the beach.
We love to be touched.
Yeah, when you're on the beach,
well,
laying in the sun.
Absolutely. And what about babies? Babies are just wonderful to touch, and they need a lot of touching.
And they love it, too.
They love touching. Right. So human beings need touch.
Right. Very important.
Yeah, we can't live without touch. That's,
I know.
Yeah.
So. There was a very interesting, I have to divert here. There was a very interesting touch thing that was done in one of the major magazines. It was Vogue or Mademoiselle or one of those magazines.
Uh-huh.
And they tested like 1,000 people at stores, mostly all women, for touch in sales by sales representatives.
Okay.
And 500 of them were sold by the sales representative and not touched. The sales representative stayed 3 feet away, but was very nice. And the others were touched just like, come with me and look at this dress, or come with me and look at this suit. And the 500 that were touched, 90% were better sales than the others.
I see.
That's a real
right.
Fact.
It is. It's proof. It really is.
So touch is important and it works.
And, you know, I'm touching all of you out there so that you can learn better English. Is that
right?
Is
that's
that
right. And that's the other touch inside, right?
Exactly. So here's my smile and I'm, you know,
here's
trying
mine.
To. Here's
mine.
And here's his smile.
Here's my smile.
He's touching you. So there we go.
Hey there. Hello. VOA Afrique vous présente Learning English, un programme entièrement en anglais, tous les soirs, pour vous aider à vous familiariser avec cette langue. Vous retrouverez dans ce programme la lecture posée, les phrases et le vocabulaire spécialement choisis pour faciliter la compréhension de l'anglais parlé, Et donc, rendez-vous.